And Benjamin Winkler.
I'm also going to engage in a bit of self-promotion.
Yeah!
Woo!
What? I had Benjamin Winkler. I had...
Great.
I had two poems published in the most recent issue of the Monongahela Review. I'll have a few in the upcoming issue of Milk Lunch and perhaps a few other journals depending on erratic publishing schedules. These two poems are part of an ongoing series, semi-autobiographical, interconnected poems attempting to use the natural language of the mind. Vox Celeste. So goes, sapped, sober, drag, first cigarette, stole ancient chest. Lemnol once kept her pearls, now lie, box board card, soak basement. Time last, Spit Creek breach, lost writ, square had called mine own, dulled flick match, gas lamp shud. Drain fountain, statuary brass, crude crinkle leaves, acanth still greened in autumnal hush, dark some end gasp, sweat rivulet as gutter bend, nails dirtied, dug dooryard, loose rib, same only tune piano played, beat stub end half ash, stone park bench, hat cough, car pass, trunk rattle, break not by Baptist, saw once same ditch lay mine own, and headlight disc, drawn swung feet, remain past Chero Plains, outline come, ruin map. Another. Lost shoes, few cigarettes, $5 bet, hicked neck, collarbone to chest, still disbelieved, same saint name, etched door frame, heights half a race, spume flood, Spit Creek, gave all had and barren feet, another time, sign, stick drawn line, knot pine, note hole, gaping speech, root knees, aft, Coca-Cola glass, crowed iron, scrap fuselage, first hands lane whence came, but field crossed, push off, unison, hand slap, across, back, scale wire fence, let descend, dirt press, less loose ribbed, no wind. Heaving breast, cold clod, chest, rickshaw rut, a canth leaved head. Thank you.
Emily Gleason, please.
Dear hardware store guy with the yellowing piranha jaw. Yes, I am a beautiful woman in the hardware store. And no, these tools are not for my boyfriend. Excuse me, but your hard-on is in the way, blocking my progress to the paint. And when you part your piranha jaw, saying, for you, pretty, anything, sure, 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 pretty, my stomach turns, and I fight the urge to gouge my eyes out with this screwdriver. Because I'm sick and tired of your pervert face and your oogly eyes, your oily smile. Oh, forgive me, you snaggle-toothed sex monger, for my neglecting your flaccid, quivering pile of mushy ego. But all I wanted is home improvement. Let's have one more. This is from Conversations. A Wednesday evening, in front of the Laugh House eating falafel. He, shameless, I'm in love with money. She looks at her face reflected on the surface. Economics, standard of living equals goods divided by people, or people divided by goods. He, it's nice, isn't it? Looking expectantly. She, vomit in mouth. He, are you married? She, glancing at the girl to her left. She, I'm married to her. Practically orgasmic. He, damn. I'm married to money. To jewelry, watches, rings. America. Money is freedom. Victoria's Secret introduces the all-new push-up bra with more push-up than ever before. Lipo6, the fat burner twice the fat loss product of the year, is the solution. Available at GNC, Supercenters, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and fine stores everywhere. She laughs. Money isn't shit. Incredulous, wounded. He, I own a music studio. I'm an artist. America, he's good for the economy. Don't scare him. She, I own nothing. I'm free. He, you should watch me perform sometime. She, I would rather claw my eyes out. America, but that would affect your productivity. She, precisely.